when the waters had dried up and land appeared, I set free the animals I had taken. I slaughtered a sheep on the mountaintop and offered it to the gods. I arranged 2 rows of 7 ritual vases. I burned reeds, cedar, and myrtle branches. The gods smelled the fragrance. They smelled the sweet fragrance and clustered around the offering like flies. When Aruru came, she held up in the air her necklace of lapis lazuli, Anu's gift when their love was new. "I swear by this precious ornament that never will I forget these days. Let all the gods come to the sacrifice, except for Enlil, because he recklessly sent the great flood and destroyed my children." Then Enlil arrived. When he saw the ship, he was angry. He raged at the other gods. "Who helped these humans escape? Wasn't the flood supposed to destroy them all?" Ninurta answered, "Who else but Ea? The cleverest of us could devise such a thing." Ea said to the counselor Enlil, "You, the wisest and bravest of the gods, how did it happen that you so recklessly sent the great flood to destroy mankind? It is right to punish the sinner for his sins, to punish the criminal for his crime, but be merciful. Do not allow all men to die because of the sins of some. Instead of a flood, you should have sent lions to decimate the human race, or wolves, or a famine, or a deadly plague. As for my taking the solemn oath, I didn't reveal the secret of the gods. I only whispered it to a fence, and Utnapishtim happened to hear. Now you must decide what his fate will be." Then Enlil boarded. He took my hand. He led me out. Then he led out my wife. He had us kneel down in front of him. He touched our foreheads, and standing between us, he blessed us. "Hear me, you gods! Until now, Utnapishtim was a mortal man. But from now on, he and his wife shall be gods like us. They shall live forever, at the source of the rivers, far away." Then they brought us to this distant place, at the source of the rivers. Here we live. Now then, Gilgamesh, who will assemble the gods for your sake? Who will convince them to grant you the eternal life that you seek? How would they know that you deserve it? First pass this test. Just stay awake for 7 days. Prevail against sleep, and perhaps you will prevail against death.